So I did try and smuggle a Brit Award out of the building last night. And now some... Well, we videoed it, didn't we, Becky?
I didn't really want to be involved in this, but now,
right,
obviously
now, hang on
I'm
a second,
on the
it was
video.
Your idea.
No, but this video, no.
Right, some bright spark has now posted the video of me trying to take a Brit Award, quite a big one, from the ceremony last night, on unofficialmills.co.uk.
It was my first Brit, and all of a sudden I had this Brit Award that was taller than me.
Right,
which we found it.
Only me in the room, so I thought that it would be quite good if me and Scott... Could take it out.
You didn't get a cow, presumably.
Yeah, I didn't manage to get a cow, but I thought we had to have, you need
this
have some kind of trophy.
This Brit Award is taller than us.
Yeah. So we decided, and I wanted to film it so that I could have it for my, you know, for future.
But when you watch the video, it's clear that it was your idea.
No, it's not.
It really is.
Anyway, the proof's on the tape that Duffy said she wanted it. So we just thought the best thing to do would be to act natural.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if it's such a big thing, you know, like when I took the trumpet.
Yeah.
From the world tour, because it
from
was
the
so
Chappers
big.
And Dave tour, yeah.
No one questioned me. I just looked like a workman.
You just walked out of wherever we were.
What was the trumpet for when you do gigs with Dave?
It was a very long time ago. It was for an on-stage game, but
you got girls to bounce up and down.
No,
right?
It was more than that. I think you'll find.
Okay.
Anyhow, that feature was retired and has been replaced by other stuff.
The trumpet.
So she took the trumpet.
So anyway,
were you a shoplifter as a child?
No, that was a very bad thing to do.
Sorry,
I just thought that we would take this Brit Award, and so we did. And the security guard actually held the door open for us.
Yeah, but then it went wrong. We were so near getting that out of there.
What would you have done, though, if you'd got it out of the whole Earl's Court complex?
As soon as they were like, no, sorry, you can't take that, we thought we were really going to get it. As soon as we were told no, Becky was like, OK, I'm going now, bye! And I was just
really
left there
scared.
With it.
What if you stood there with a massive Brit statuette?
Yeah, which is really hard to carry on my own. So then
you poor thing.
Then I just put it in the nearest kind of... entrance and
right.
left it there. I came back 2 hours later, it was still there. So this video is now online on Unofficial Mail, so thanks to whoever put that up there. Cheers, thanks a lot.
What did you spend the 2 hours in between trying to nick it and leaving it there, do?
Mm-hmm.
What did you spend the 2 hours in between trying to nick it and then leaving it?
Just hanging out with Greg James.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's 5:13.
Must have been a long 2 hours for you.
What did you... what did you think of Take That's performance last night?
I thought it was okay.
And that... Okay.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I tell you what, I wouldn't... Those suits were a bit odd.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone with that sort of leotard.
No?
It was a bit... What was that one?
Went a bit hole in the wall.
It's a bit sci-fi, isn't it?
It wasn't quite that bad.
Is it a bit Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, I don't know.
They have the tight body suits on that one.
And the pink wigs.
Mm.
Is that the one you mean? I think that's... I don't know. Star Trek.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
No, I have no idea.
What those films that you
What sci-fi film have you seen with pink wigs?
Those ones where they pretend they're in the future and they've all got pink wigs on. No? Okay,
That might be one of your specialist films.
Here are Take That from the Brits last night and Greatest Day.